This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Speaker of the New Hampshire House, Sean Jasper, spent some time this afternoon in his office on the third floor of the State House filling a box with stuff.
What's in the box? What are you taking home?
Papers, cards, you know, gavel in there. There's just a lot of personal stuff that I'm taking home. I got to sort through later.
He's got, among other things, a placard bearing the words Rep. Sean Jasper. And as of Thursday, he will no longer be a representative or Speaker of the House. He'll be the state's newest agriculture commissioner, which is why he's taking his political stuff home and his agriculture-related stuff to his new office, like, for example, the egg scale on his desk.
I've called that my scales of justice here.
On the scale rests a wooden egg, which was a gift he received for being part of a political forum at St. Anselm College. Jasper once owned Jasper's Poultry Farm, but these days he's not actively involved in farming. This was a sticking point last week. One executive counselor, Joseph Kenny, in voting against his confirmation, said he preferred someone who was a farmer. But Jasper says you don't need to be a farmer to run the ag department.
If you're a farmer, typically you're going to have one commodity that you're focused on. That probably isn't the best position to have a commissioner be in. Because I'm no longer actively farming, I've taken a broader view and a wider interest in agriculture, and so I think that it gives me the opportunity to really look at what's going out there in the industry as a whole and not just be focused on cows or chickens or apples or vegetables.
In his new job as agriculture commissioner, Jasper says he doesn't really have an agenda, although he is concerned about the aging population of farmers in New Hampshire. He says he's going to keep a close eye on any legislation that has to do with agriculture. So what's it like to make a turn like this, to give up a job like Speaker of the House and try something new?
Well, it's a new challenge. I'm going to hate to leave this office. I actually think this is the nicest office in the State House. But this is, you know, I'll only be the seventh commissioner of agriculture in the 104-year history of the department. So it's not like this would be an opportunity that would likely ever come around again in my lifetime. So sometimes you just have to take the chance and move on. And so while it's a little bittersweet.
There's going to be an election later this week to pick the new Speaker of the House. Who do you think that should be?
Well, I made my choice clear at the beginning of this process, and since then I'm just keeping my mouth shut. The House will do what the House does and doesn't need me to be weighing in on that at this time.
Well, can I ask what you think, what qualities you think a good House Speaker should have?
Well, I think they need to have some real experience in leadership in the House. I can tell you that although I'd been here 10 terms before I was elected the first time, it is impossible to really understand what you don't know until you step into the job. And so as much as I'd been, you know, deputy majority leader, I'd been whip several times, been in this office with speakers working on policy, there's still a lot that a person just can't know, and you have to really be comfortable with having held some of those positions to have a really good understanding of who outside the office in those other roles, what their jobs are, so that you can really focus on what the job of the speaker is and not have to worry about what other people are going to be doing. And it's a lot more challenging, I think, than most people understand.
What would you say is the accomplishment you're most proud of as Speaker of the House?
Well, I think we did a good job of bringing decorum back to the House and to the committee process, probably more so in the committee process than anything else, although I think certainly the conduct on the floor of the House has improved as well. But overall, the decorum of the entire House, I think, has improved, and I'm very proud of that, and I hope that carries on. Beyond that, the physical building and the grounds, we've made some good improvements there. Worked very hard to, you know, polish the doorknobs. It's the little things that sometimes people don't think about, but when you're walking through the building, when you see the dull brass and you see the plaques aren't polished and you see the light bulbs out, it looks like nobody cares. I think the building looks a lot better than it did than when I came in as speaker.
House Speaker Sean Jasper, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome. My pleasure.